Well, good evening, everybody, and it is time once again for our weekly wisdom lessons. And this is a tag on to the weekly wisdom lessons or weekly wisdom tips that you'll find in the weekly newsletter that you receive from me. And it's also possible that you're reading this or listening to this for the first time, not having come through the newsletter. Maybe you've stumbled upon my blog, or maybe one of your friends has passed this along to you. And if that's the case, welcome, and I hope you enjoy this presentation. We do these weekly, and they're all brief. They tend to run about 20, 25 minutes, sometimes less. And the idea is to present you with a slightly more enhanced discussion about whatever the topic was for the week. Once that's complete, you also will have the opportunity, if you so desire, to sign up for something else that I've been offering as a paid service, and that is my Hypnosis for Change calls. Now, these are really neat. The Hypnosis for Change calls are calls that I record each week where I take the topic of the week. For example, in this case, our topic is going to be do-over, and I'll explain what that means in a moment. And I use that topic as a springboard for helping to transform your subconscious mind at a deeper level. So if you're interested in learning more about that, just go to my website and click the red button on the right side of the website. The site is stevetaubman.com. You'll find a more information button on the right side of the site. And if you click that button, it'll take you to a page where you have an opportunity to either sign up for the individual call of the week, or for that matter, you can also sign up as a member of our membership site that we have called the Mindful Selling and Leadership Membership. And as a member, you receive the opportunity to listen to all of the calls for the entire month, and all the other specials that we offer are theirs for the taking, as well as some free articles and downloads. So lots of neat stuff there for you as well. And finally, before we get into the content for today, I'm going to encourage you, because we haven't really seen a lot of comments just yet. This is a new program. Please, if you enjoy the message that I share with you here today, please make a comment at the end. You can either comment on this on the blog, or you can send an email, or you can use the links to Facebook or Twitter, and let folks know about this and whether it's been of any help to you at all, or what in particular you found helpful. There's so much here, and I hope that each of you takes something different away, because that's really the case. People take different things away from these, and I'd like to find out what that is for you. Do-over is the topic for today, and this is an area that I'm very excited to discuss. Many of us have a track record because we've been at it for a period of time. And sometimes that track record is exemplary. It's wonderful. We've just done so well. And sometimes it is not quite so exemplary. Sometimes our track record is depressing. And when we look back over what we've accomplished, we may be moved to feel poorly about ourselves, and the result of that is that we tend not to try as hard as we move forward into the future. Likewise, if we look back over our experience in the past and find that what we've done up to a particular point was really good, and then we start to see ourselves sliding or slipping and things aren't working as well, then we end up feeling depressed because we feel that we've lost our edge and things are going downhill, and perhaps we don't know if there's any way to get it back again. So it turns out that whether our history is of a very positive experience or of a very negative experience, we can use either one of them to beat ourselves up over the head pretty easily. And if you're in business, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Many of our guests in the world of direct selling can really relate to this because there have been times when you've had success and other times when it just seems like the whole thing's dried up, or you've lost your motivation and enthusiasm, or you're burned out or you're overwhelmed, and you look back over it all and it's just the realization that things aren't the way they used to be that burns you, that really hurts. And I'm going to suggest in this presentation that what is necessary is the ability to draw a line in the sand. We need to be able to really stop where we are in this moment in time and notice that regardless of what our prior successes or failures were, this moment is a brand new moment. You know, I use the word do-over because I think back to the movie City Slickers. And there was a great scene in the movie where Billy Crystal, who was an unhappy, depressed, perhaps overwhelmed, slightly middle-aged gentleman who just lost his way, lost his sense of purpose, and on the bidding of his wife goes on a vacation, but it's an adventure vacation. He's going to drive cattle across the Wyoming plains with a couple of his friends, and along the way encounters all sorts of trials and tribulations, and it's funny and it's dramatic and it's powerful. And there's a quiet moment where Billy Crystal is sitting talking to Bruno Kirby, his best friend, and he talks about do-over. He says, "You remember when we were kids and we'd be playing stickball and you know we'd swing at it and we wouldn't get the ball and then we'd yell do-over, and if you yell do-over, well then of course you get the opportunity to do it all over. It's as if it never happened." He says, "Well, that's me." He says, "My whole life is a do-over." He hit that moment where, looking back over his life up to that point, he wasn't happy with what he saw. He wasn't happy with what he had evolved into. But instead of continuing to lament and use the fact that things had gone downhill, he called a do-over. He saw the possibility that through a new lens, through a new set of eyes, with new motivation, new enthusiasm, he could start all over again. And that, folks, is pretty much the case for all of us. It's always a possibility that you can start over right where you are, right now. Whatever you've accomplished or haven't accomplished, you can start over right now. And that's a huge and powerful message for all of us. The challenge often comes in the fact that we don't want to feel that we've wasted our time. You know, a good example, I was a chiropractor for 14 years. I had a very successful chiropractic practice. Saw lots and lots of patients, influenced policy in the state. I was, as I said, president of the Vermont Chiropractic Association. I was on boards and panels. And had a lot of education leading up to that profession. And a time came when I realized that I wasn't being fed by it anymore. I mean, physically I was being fed, but emotionally I wasn't. It just no longer produced the joy and the passion for me. And believe me, I tried everything to try to reclaim that passion, to try to reclaim that energy, and it just wasn't happening. And I felt so despondent, so depressed, so powerless, because I'd put all that time in, and the idea of leaving that behind meant letting go of the investment. You know, I'd invested a lot of time and money to be what I was. And sometimes when we look back and we realize the investment of time and the investment of money, we are reluctant to let it go because it makes us feel that we've wasted that investment. Well, let me tell you, folks, if I knew then what I knew now, what I know now, I wouldn't have hesitated as long as I did to make the break, to make the jump in my life, to start over again, to do over my life. Because what's happened since that time, since the time that I gained the courage and the willingness to start over, my life has never been the same. I'm excited, I'm enthusiastic. I've had the opportunity to work with remarkable and amazing people. In my work as a magician and a hypnotist, I've presented and performed for world leaders. I've presented and performed for movie stars, for other people that I truly admire, authors, speakers, etc. I've been able to carve out a new niche for my life that's been so powerful and so wonderful. And it wouldn't have happened if I hadn't been willing to do that do-over. And the thing that was holding me back, the thing that I wish I realized didn't need to hold me back, was the fact that you can stop, you can let go, you can quit, you can reinvent yourself. Now that may mean reinventing yourself in a whole new profession, as I did. but it can also mean reinventing yourself within the profession that you are currently in. Reinventing yourself as a success in your profession. Reinventing yourself as somebody who's joyous and joyful about your profession. Reinventing yourself as someone who creates magic in your life. And once you make that decision, once you have the willingness to leave the past behind, the future becomes very bright and very powerful. And I want to encourage you all to take the time to look at your life and see if what you're doing is satisfying to you, if you feel that you're making the contribution you were meant to make, if you have settled for less, if you've become lazy or acquiescent. What's going on for you? What is it that you've become that maybe you don't want to be? And that you're telling yourself that, oh well, that's just who I've become, and it would take too much effort, too much energy, too much of a sacrifice to let this go. And I'm here to tell you that you can let it go. You can start again. You can recreate your life. You can have a do-over. And one of the most powerful ways to create that opportunity for yourself is through the path of mindfulness. And when I say mindfulness, I mean self-awareness. This means that you sit down and you take inventory of your life. Ask yourself what's working and what's not working. Ask yourself what you're afraid of. And begin to notice whether fear is really something that can stop you or only something that you're letting stop you. See, one of the tools that I teach people about mindfulness using things like meditation is the tool of being able to rise above your negative emotions. Fear, shame, self-sabotage, judgment. You're wasting a lot of effort on those. And if you could let go of that, let go of the energy that you're putting into those things, because you're being mindful, because you're simply noticing what it is that your mind thinks, but not buying into it, you then have the power to leave it behind. Because fear no longer stops you. Shame, judgment, no longer stop you. They're just voices in your head that you can hear and let go of. And in this moment in time, regardless of what's come up to this point, this is also a new beginning. You know, it may sound trite. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. But, you know, think about the GPS that you have in your car. And, you know, you start going down the road and you follow the GPS to a particular point, and then you decide that you're going to take a different turn, or maybe you ignore what the GPS said, or maybe you didn't hear it, and you end up taking a different turn. Well, the GPS doesn't then start yelling at you and telling you to go back to where you are. It just recalculates from the position you're in. And that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about recalculating from the position you're in right now, starting again, having a do-over, and reconnecting with the enthusiasm that's going to make your life a life worth living. So what we're going to do is very soon give you an opportunity to listen to the Hypnosis for Change CDs. That's for those of you who are members of our Mindfulness, Mindful Selling and Leadership Program, or for those of you who decide to purchase that recording by going to the red button on the website. And what I'll ask you to do at that point is to open yourself to the possibility that the past does not equal the future. Who you are, what you've been, what you've accomplished or failed to accomplish has nothing to do with what's possible for you now. And isn't that a relief? And that's the spirit I'd ask you to come to that next call with, because in deciding that there's something that you want, or maybe don't even know what it is that you want, but something that you're willing to explore, something that you're willing to uncover, that's the spirit that will produce dramatic results for you in conjunction with this process that we'll be doing. So again, I'll invite you to come on that call. I think it's going to be a very powerful one, because it's a call about letting go. It's a call about surrender. It's a call about forgiveness, forgiving yourself for what was. A call about a brand new life. So ask yourself those questions. What are the things that I'd like to reinvent within my life? What are the things I'm willing to let go of? And when you know what those things are, then tune in on the Hypnosis for Change call, because those are the things that we'll be working on with you. So when I ask you to consider what are the things that you're like wanting to let go of, you'll have it in your mind what those things are. And we'll use a process that will do some very interesting and magical things with the hold that the past has on you. And when we do that, the past no longer needs to equal the future. You'll start to feel a sense of freedom, a sense of possibility and hope. And I'm very excited about providing that process to you. And I look forward to seeing you on that call. And in the meantime, think about what it is that you want to do over in your life. Know that the opportunity to start again is there for you, and be joyful about that possibility. Know that you can let go of the fear and make your world the world you want it to be. I want to thank you for listening to this. I want to also invite you once again to please share your impressions of this and our other calls on our blog or through social media. I'd love to hear your feedback. I'd love to know what it is that you'd like to hear more about. Tell me what you've gained from this. Tell me what's missing. And let's continue to grow this process and help me to provide you with the very best that I have to offer that's going to really, really make a difference in your life. Again, I want to thank you for listening, for sharing this with your friends and your loved ones, for participating, and for being open to your own growth. Again, thank you very much. God bless. I'll catch you on the next call.